Hey man, how's it going? Happy hump day to you. Oh man. Alright, so it's still Wednesday. I'm still sore from yesterday. Oh man, am I in a miserable amount of pain. You know, this whole being old, fat, and lazy thing is not as fun as it should be. Yeah, especially when you've got a bunch of heavy crap to move, right? I'm trying to talk my wife into switching over to light plastic drawers that, you know, they're just the little three-drawer thingies, and we can have, you know, several of them, and we can, you know, stack them up if necessary. But at least they won't be as heavy as some of the dressers and stuff that I had to move yesterday. Oh man. My back, my arms, my hands, my legs, everywhere on me hurts. All right, maybe not everywhere, but I'm very, very happy that I have a sit-down job. I'm very happy about this. Something I wanted to bring up, okay? You know, on top of, you know, go down to the show notes, get on all that social stuff, like, follow, subscribe, share, okay? You know, I tried to do something before. I tried to hold a little contest to boost my memberships on whatever level, you know, as far as my different social sites and whatever, but overall I wanted to have a contest where, you know, the one person would bring so many people to the table that I would be able to expose that one person for their awesomeness. Okay. A newer version. Okay, but not a contest. Okay. I've been trying to do themed days. Okay, everybody's heard of Throwback Thursday, right? I wanted to start Welcome Wednesdays on my channel. Okay, I don't know if this is something anybody else does, but I thought it up all by myself, without any help from anybody else, okay? And if it's something that, you know, if it's something that somebody else has done, then I further believe in the idea of a collective consciousness, and that we all share information around with each other on a spiritual level. Because I did not seek this thing out. I didn't hear anybody else talking about it. I just sat there and thought, you know what? This would be a good idea. Welcome Wednesday. All right, I've been bouncing it around in my head all morning. All right, and what I want to do with this, okay, I don't know if it's a full episode or, you know, something I talk about at the beginning of the episode. Okay, this also, you know, kind of forces me to be a little bit more on schedule. Okay, because, you know, Welcome Wednesday needs to come out on Wednesday, right? But, you know, the idea in my head is that you, as the subscriber, the listener, the viewer, the reader, you know, you've gone out of your way and read or viewed or listened to my material, my content. And you liked it so much that you went to the effort to subscribe and or, you know, like you subscribe to my YouTube channel and or you subscribe to my Twitter and or, you know, my Facebook and or my blog. Okay. You've gone to that much trouble. I want to show my appreciation and return the favor and say, welcome. Okay. I'm going to troll you just a little bit. Okay. Maybe find out a couple of things. You know. No, I'm not. What I'm gonna do, okay, on Wednesdays, I'm gonna find out all of my new subscribers, all of my new likers, all of my new whatevers. All of those new people that, you know, have you know, hit the like button, the subscribe button, the whatever button. And to thank them, I'm going to say, welcome to you. Alright, now if you are a new subscriber, you're new to my content, and you have a brand of your own that you are trying to promote, on Wednesdays, that's the day that I'm going to do that. Okay? Welcome Wednesday, and Joe here, he's got a channel that, you know, teaches stuff about mechanics stuff. Okay, he's a like-minded person on a minimalist trip. He's also a prepper, and he's a member of the crowd, the whatever you want to call our little network. Okay. You know, there's links to his stuff below mine. He's got a Facebook. He's got a Twitter. He's got YouTube. He's got all these places that you can contact him. And all of this content that you can partake in. And then on with the show. But yeah, just a little something to show my appreciation, you know. To build up the community, you know, somebody that's been listening to me for a month and knows their way around my content, kind of buddies or whatever online, and you know, somebody new shows up and doesn't really know, you know, who anybody is or that kind of thing, you know, I will introduce you and say, look, here's Mike. Mike's new. Mike doesn't know anybody. Everybody jump in and say, hi, Mike. And, you know, the conversation starts from there. Just to show my appreciation, and on top of that, build up a bit of a conversation for some community and do some networking. You know, we all get to know each other, and you know that hopefully impossible day shows up and we need one another for some sort of cataclysmic event. You know, we got each other's back kind of thing. Alright. I guess, you know, housekeeping and such is over and blah blah blah, on with the show, right? A bit of what I wanted to get into today, a little bit of the old health and wellness. Okay. I don't want to go so far as to say that I am unhealthy. Okay. Maybe I am. Okay. If a doctor told me that I live an unhealthy life, I'd believe it. Okay. I am fat. I am lazy. Okay. I do not follow a very healthy diet. But yesterday, I had a pretty rigorous day. Okay, so much so that I am paying for it today. In a bad way, man. You know, I got up early and I'm carrying heavy boxes and I'm moving lots of furniture and up and down some steps and appliance dollies with refrigerators, and I am absolutely exhausted. All right. But yesterday we got all the big stuff moved. All the big stuff, the super heavy stuff that, you know, me and my wife can't quite get on our own. We had to work together as a team, and I love my wife for it. You know, it makes me feel good that, you know, I've got somebody that I can work with on that level. You know what I mean? It's such a happy feeling. And yesterday, wow. I did not realize how lazy I've gotten. You know, I get it. You know, I sit here behind the wheel all day and I drive and I lift light boxes. into a building and walked back out to my van and go to the next place. Sometimes sitting down for an hour or 2 hours at a time between spots. And I get it. I understand why. But I'm just so weak now. I'm just, ouch. So, I'm kind of using this as a bit of keeping tabs on myself, keeping myself honest kind of deal, where I'm going to try and make a bit of a commitment to, living a little healthier. My diet sucks. Okay, I'll just go ahead and admit it. Lots of breads, lots of pastas, lots of soda. Right. Yesterday, I instituted the idea of the Hey Man Water Challenge a couple of months ago, and I fell off of that wagon rather quick. And yesterday, I knew it was going to be hot. I knew I was going to be losing fluid rapidly from sweating. And I knew that it was going to have to be replaced. So I thought that, yesterday, was going to be one of those days where I could see how much water I could drink. Not trying to make myself miserable or sick, but just to feel hydrated. And I've got this bottle right here. Okay, it's a half gallon, 2 liters, 2 quarts. Okay. I filled that thing up. It's a half of a gallon. And I filled that thing up like 6 times yesterday. And I did get to the point a couple of times where I felt too full. Like I had too much water. So I would lay off of it and kind of regulate myself. So it's kind of one of those things where I'm kind of at a point where I'm trying to make a decision on where I'm wanting to go with this information, because I've noticed, in my delivery job, driving around all day, that I don't burn off a lot of water throughout the day. I don't sweat. I don't whatever. So me needing to drink a gallon of water to stay hydrated isn't absolutely necessary. But what are the health benefits involved, kind of thing. All right, let me do this delivery real quick. and I'll be right back. So yeah, man, I'm, you know, for the most part, okay, this episode is more of a cry for help, I think. You know, help me figure out what works for me. Okay, I'm not trying to get all big and buff and ripped and stuff. I just want, you know, functional strength. I want to, you know, I realize that, you know, daily exercise and stretching and you know, stuff like that, that's a given. I get that. Okay. But I want to slim down. I want to be not so fat anymore. You know, I want whenever I go, you know, I shake my head vigorously, I don't want my face to keep jiggling around after I've stopped my skull. You know, the same with my belly and my arms and my butt and my legs. You know, I just oh man. You know, and to be honest, it feels like karma, you know? My life has made me believe in the idea of karma, okay? Because whenever I was a young, skinny kid, I made fun of old, fat people, and here I am. As this life experience has taught me that karma is a thing. Where is that? exercise. You know, or no, food. We're still talking about food. Hey, I get it that, you know, eating chocolate cake is bad. Eating chocolate cake can take you out of ketosis. I get it. I do. But I can't help but think of that meme that says, you know, life is short. You know, buy the dress, eat the cake. You know, that kind of thing. And I can't shake the possibility that I spend the next year or two or five sticking to this really strict diet to, you know, to be in a state of ketosis for however many weeks, months, or years, and showing off the health benefits of doing such a thing. But whenever you look at interviews, like Hugh Jackman or Chris Pratt or Chris Evans, you know, all of these big superhero guys with the superhero bods, right? And and go look at the interviews with these guys. Okay? And watch their faces. Watch their faces whenever they explain their workout. And hardly any of them thought it was fun, the workout part of it. Okay, my only exception that I have found is Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Okay, that guy, I don't know about that guy. I mean, that's just who he is. He works out. He's got a very charismatic personality that you just can't help but want to look at the guy and see what he's going to do next. What is he going to say next? He's got that level of charm about him. And he works out like a monster all the time. And I think that, you know, if this thing took off the way that I want it to, okay, my brand takes off to the point where I don't have to have a regular 9-to-5 job, and I've got, you know, 2-3 extra hours throughout the day that, you know, the kids are in school or, you know, that kind of thing, then, I wouldn't mind being able to sink that amount of time into working out all the time. But I am not giving up my chocolate cake. I love ice cream. Okay? I am, you know, I can't imagine it. I see me as this kind of like shorter hybrid of you know, The Rock and Chris Farley. You know, Chris Farley ate what he wanted to eat, he drank what he wanted to drink, he partied all the time, he had lots of friends, huge comedy. Okay. Way funnier than anything that The Rock has ever done. Okay, don't get me wrong, The Rock is hilarious. Okay. But he's more of an action star. He's more of an inspiration for people to get up off their big, fat, lazy butts and go for a walk, if nothing else. Okay, I want to have, you know, Dwayne Johnson's strength with, you know, Chris Farley's lack of care on the foods that I eat. You know, is that a thing? Is that a something? Hold on, let me do this thing here real quick. So yeah, man, I mean, you look at those guys that, you know, that break the world record for cleat and jerk. You know, they're considered the strongest men on the planet. And they don't look like The Rock. They don't look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay? They look like, you know, not to discount their effort and their strength and their abilities or whatnot, but they look a lot more like Chris Farley than they do, you know, Dwayne Johnson, than Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay, I believe that there's a big, huge difference between show muscle and functional muscle. Okay. You know, 10 years ago, whenever I was a carpenter, I was a lot stronger than I am now. Because I was, you know, it was part of my lifestyle. I carried, you know, 2 bags of concrete on my shoulder at a time. You know, I could very effectively lift and carry around up and down steps, you know, 2 sheets of 4x8 plywood, 2 sheets of drywall. But yesterday, I had two sheets of plywood in my hand and picked them buggers up, and I had to second guess myself. But I sat them down and I was like, come on, Rich. You're not that weak now, are you? And I got them up there. Okay. It wasn't as easy as it was 10 years ago, but you know, I accept that. You know, with age comes a bit of, you know, a bit of muscle loss, a bit of strength loss. I accept that. Okay. But what I don't accept is that it has to happen at such a rate as it's happening to me right now. Okay. You know, I used to be able to, you know, pick up my arms and flex, and, you know, you would see the muscle. I was working out so much that you could see the vein pop in my muscle. And I was using that muscle, not just for show, but, you know, to be more effective. You know, the last place I worked had me picking up some kind of heavy boxes, okay? And the difference between before and during me working out, you know, was, you know, it's night and day. You know, the ability to pick up a 50-pound box and strain compared to picking up a 50-pound box, you know, was something that I noticed, you know, right away. You know, I could pick up a 50-pound box and, you know, like, Like today, I'm sore from, all the moving and stuff, and I'm old and fat and lazy, and, I hurt. And if I were to pick up a 50-pound box today, ow! All right, but 9 months ago, whenever I was working out all the time, and I moved, I hurt a little bit, but it wasn't that big of a deal. I knew that I had overdone it that day, and that, I kind of eased off of my workout the next morning. But yesterday, I got out there and I killed it, man. I was trying to keep up with 20-year-old Mitt, and I just, oh man, I hurt. I hurt a lot. And I don't necessarily want to join a gym right now. But, doing some body weight exercises here and there, and, eating a little bit better, yoga maybe, like I was saying earlier, I don't want to get so deep into this health nut thing and be, 5 years into some sort of a vegan stretch of ketosis or whatever, and then get plowed into by a bus. I don't mind having a bit of fat on me. That's fine. Okay. That's not that big of a deal. But I want to be able to have more strength available to me. I want to drop the excessive fat off of me. And the way I understand it, 85% of it is in the kitchen. Now, a buddy of mine, he works out. He's one of those big buff guys. And I asked him, what do you do to get that big? And he said that 85% of it is in the kitchen. Like, 85% of it is in the kitchen? Like, so you're telling me that you spend, 5 hours a day cooking food? I just did the math off the top of my head. Pretty sure I screwed that. Yeah, I did screw that up. What I'm saying, go, like I was saying earlier, go to YouTube and look up those interviews of them, of those big muscle bound guys, those big ripped guys, while they're out promoting the movies. I think it was Chris Pratt was talking about he ate so much chicken that he got tired of chewing it. So in order to keep that, amount of, those calories and that protein and that food and that, you know, he had to eat so much every so often that he got tired of chewing. So he threw it all in a blender and blended it and drank it. Ew. You know, I mean, I get it. I understand why he would want to do something like that, but ew. You know, the chicken and vegetables and rice. Paste, shake, drink. I don't know, man. It's got a weird kind of sound to it. Okay, so it, you know, anytime in this episode, you guys want to jump in and say, "Okay, Rich, you're crazy, man." Here's how it goes. Contact me, okay? Go to the show notes and contact me and let me know, you know, just not, you know, like I said, I don't want to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, I wouldn't mind being able to have that time to be able to do that kind of thing. I'm sure I could find something else. Okay. What I'm thinking about doing, okay, is, you know, just getting up early, and instead of spending all my time on social media reading about what other people think and reading about what other people do and watching videos, you know, I'm inspired. Okay, I don't need any more inspirational videos of, you know, The Rock telling me about how he does his thing, or Matthew McConaughey talking about how he got all successful, or anybody else. I'm good. I'm ready. So I'm thinking tomorrow morning, my alarm goes off at 5, and instead of laying there for a half an hour, I'm just going to get up. I'm just going to get up and maybe go for a walk around the block. I have an actual block. My trailer park is that big that it's got blocks. So I go for a walk around the block, or maybe go for a, I'm not going for a run around the block yet. I don't think I could handle it. I don't think my dog could handle it. You know. But I think that I'm spending too much time worrying about how other people do it. Spending too much time trying to get myself inspired when I should be just getting up off my big fat lazy butt and getting it done and doing it. Do some push-ups, do some sit-ups. Start now. Okay, so what? I can't do 100 sit-ups in a day. Or I can't do 100 sit-ups. Okay. I can do 5. I know I can do five. Well, then, you know, maybe in a few days I'll do six. So then a few days after that I'll do seven. Okay? With push-ups, same thing with running. You know, I've done a lot of stupid stuff to my body over the years, and I'm not sure about the whole running thing. I hear about all the bad stuff that comes along with, you know, marathon runners and stuff like that. I think I'm just going to stick with a really, really brisk walk. Not a stroll or a whatever, but definitely not a run. Okay. I'll just walk as fast as I can. And maybe build up from there. I don't know. Food's a thing for me, man. You know, I know, you know, science-wise, I get it. I understand, you know, you are what you eat, okay? And I don't mind being chocolate cake. I do not mind it at all. I do not mind it at all. It'd be a big, fat chocolate cake. With you know, little Hershey chocolate pieces on it and caramel drizzle. Ooh, some peanut butter on it. Oh man, am I hungry? But I don't necessarily want my life to be full of not enjoying things. Okay? You know, yes, I get it. The time that I'm spending sitting on my butt watching a movie with my kids, I could be in the gym. I could be working out. I could be racking up those big muscles. Okay? But I would also not be spending time with my kids. Okay? That time that I'm spending in the gym, I could be spending out for a brisk walk out in the woods, going camping. Okay? I love going camping. I love being out in nature. Okay, but to look at some people when they go camping, they bring a lot of stuff. Hey, and I don't want to do that. You know, my idea of camping is, you know, packing up the backpack with the stuff that I need, hitting the trail, hiking until, you know, I've got just enough time to set up a shelter and set up a fire and get, you know, food cooked up or whatever. Going to sleep, waking up the next morning, and either heading back or heading farther in and repeating the process. Okay? That's me going camping. Okay? Some people, and I'm not opposed to the idea, okay? Some people think going camping means that you've got to load up 2 or 3 cars worth of stuff, a bunch of stuff tied down to the luggage rack, and you know, just all kinds of stuff going on, chairs and coolers and all this other stuff. And you know, I'm not opposed to going camping like that. But whenever I think of it, I try to be there in its purest form. Okay? And me with just the essentials in a backpack and out there just being out in the trees is, you know, just going for a walk out in the trees. No backpack, no plans on camping, no nothing. Just going out there for a walk is such a high for me. That I'm wild by that kind of situation. Now, if it's me, my wife, my kids, some other people, and we're all beating up at some campsite kind of thing, and we're all partying and having a good time, and it's, you know, a big meetup, like us, you know, our little network, our little community. If, you know, we have like a camp out meetup type thing, and we meet up at some state park, and we all, you know, rent a bunch of campsites, and we've got electrical hookups and radio going, and you know, speakers and presentations and stuff like that, and we're all camping and eating and having a good time. Now, that's awesome. I'm not opposed to that happening. I actually look forward to a situation like that occurring. I'm excited about the idea. But I also very much enjoy that time where it's just me. Just me and my backpack, me and my mind, me and the trees, just out wandering around, just exploring. Even if it's somewhere I've already been, I always find something new. Especially if it's been, you know, months or years since I've been there last. I already know the trail. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm doing, but I discovered something new. Now the sun's different. The angle of the sun, the time of day, the time of year, there's so many different things that you see at different times and different places and all that jazz that I just, you know, I could limit myself to just a couple of trails ever being on again and still not feel like I was stuck. You know, I'd like to go on the Appalachian Trail. I'd like to do the Pacific Crest Trail. I would like to do all of these things, yes. but I wouldn't necessarily see it as stuck if it were a situation where I only got to ever go to the one state park ever again. I will find something new in the same old place. Okay, so if anything that I said in this episode made any amount of sense and you enjoyed it, please, please, please go down to the show notes and help me out. You know, I don't really know what I'm talking about, but I'm gonna start here and I'm gonna work my way forward and, you know, share the things that I'm doing. I'm kind of done with worrying about, you know, hunting down other people and spending all of my time consuming their content. Okay? I want to do this stuff and create my own content and create my own crowd, my own subscribership, my own community, and spend my time with those people discussing those types of things. Okay? So go on down to the show notes, contact me, and subscribe, follow, like, share. I'm doing this, man. And until then, I'll talk to you later, man. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.